Today, let us say a word about John McCormack, the great Irish tenor, who is remembered as one of the most popular and talented singers of his time. If you ever heard that voice, you would not forget it. He was born in Athlone in 1884, studied in Dublin and then Milan, Italy. Under the name of Giovanni Folli, he made his debut in Italy, but then moved to Covent Garden and finally went to America, where his operatic career reached its zenith. He was a singer of great versatility, and his recitals all over the United States made him a household name. He catered to musical tastes of all sorts, and his voice was made known to millions by the gramophone records, which sold in great numbers. He also starred in several films. As an operatic performer, McCormack had many critics. He was a poor actor, and he himself admitted that he was the world's worst actor. But his glorious voice made up for the faults. His long, unfaltering control, the flawless breath control, the ringing high register, made all his performances unforgettable and enchanting. When he retired from the operatic stage, McCormack devoted himself to the recital platform from 1923 on. This, he rightly judged, was an ideal showcase for that unique combination of vocal purity and technical brilliance which he had. He sometimes threw his head back, closed his eyes, and with his hands on a little black book with the words of the songs, which he very rarely glanced at, he wove a spell over his hushed listeners. He decided to retire in 1938. His farewell concert was in Albert Hall in London, and it attracted a crowd of 11,000. But again, he felt he had a duty when World War II broke out to go and play his part encouraging the troops. So he set out on a tour for the benefit of the Red Cross. The efforts took its toll, and McCormack died at his home in Dublin in Ireland in September of 1945. As one eminent operatic critic said of McCormack, "There is no one to take his place." McCormack was a deeply religious man, and he was made a papal count in 1928 for his services to Catholic charities. And of course, he famously sang Panis Angelicus at the 1932 Eucharistic Congress in Dublin. Wherever he was in the world, before every performance, John McCormack always made his way to the nearest chapel. There in the dim silence, he knelt in prayer, giving thanks for the great gift that God had bestowed on him, and asking for help that evening, at that performance, he would give of his very best. I don't say that was the whole secret of McCormack's golden singing, but it was a vital part of it, something that ennobles the task of each one of us to pray that God will give us the grace to offer it to him and do it as well as we can. Saint Ignatius of Loyola says, "Act as though everything depended on you, but in the knowledge that really everything depends on God." And St. Paul writes, "If there is anything you need, pray for it." So let us pray today for the graces we will need to do God's will in this 24 hours. John McCormack was born in 1884, 137 years ago on this day.